initiative. Howdy, 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 howdy. How's everybody doing? Is it It's Six? Yeah, It's Six. All right. So somebody asked me or asked my wife what I was chewing. It's weird, it's coming backwards. Instead of chewing tobacco, so, you know, it's tobacco-free nicotines. Chewing tobacco can be a lot of fun, and there's plenty of times I kind of miss having a little bit of a cowboy feel, so. But better for you, better for you. So those of you that might have noticed, I didn't make a post about me being on Six, because I've always said I'll see you at Six, but I wanted it to be that to be an opportunity for people to post questions and stuff. So I actually just forgot, but now that I forgot and there's still a few people kind of figuring out to get on at Six, I think I'm going to quit doing that, because I'm already getting plenty of questions, and a lot of multiples. So, I don't know. So just plan on Six. I hope everyone, kind of watched my video from yesterday, and I need to figure out something to do with that. Like to kind of, tag it or whatever, and lay it out. If people get on my page when I'm not live and they come on afterwards, and I started running through it and there's a lot of videos on there, and a handful of them I'm wearing the same clothes and at least the same, like this dandy right here, same thing. So, but for the time being, 6 o'clock. So, CHN, Billy Davis, you chew Copenhagen, huh? Yeah. That's what I was hitting. CHN, I haven't gotten a press release from them, since they had their board meeting. So, if someone has received that, I'd be surprised if it went out and I didn't get it. That'd be an issue. So we're going to wait for that. Most of us could probably kind of figure, that there's probably a cash flow problem. When the state kind of cuts off your moneymaker and you're left with emergency stuff, it's going into that whole deal, everyone should have known. We were all told, I was told, everyone was told about the cost of emergency and what the real bread and butter was there. So I can kind of suppose, and it wouldn't take a genius to suppose about that. But we just, it's tough to be patient when we're all sitting at home. Oh, the meeting was postponed. Whew. Yeah. Well, all right. All right. There's going to be a lot of people, right? Getting pretty nervous about that and want some answers. So, I don't know. I don't know why they postponed it. I want to give them the benefit of my doubt. It wouldn't be crazy though, obviously, if they came on and, if they need help with cash flow. So what's going to happen there? Perusing some comments from my last video, someone, pointedly asked if the city of Brookings would be willing to like loan them, I think it was $2 million or something like that. So, you know, I don't know. But obviously with the medical crisis, all the, you know, all the talks in years past and votes and you know, arrow shot about the hospital and the hospital district and all that, you know, we've all been part of that. You know, right now, facing a serious medical crisis, we have what we have. And obviously, the hospital needs to be able to keep going with whatever they need to do right now. So I'm going to wait to hear from hospital staff about that, you know. And the city doesn't have an extra $2 million just sitting around. So, you know, if we did it, we would need a loan from another outfit that has money sitting around. So it's not, you know, when it comes down to it, if there's a bunch of hemming and hawing talking about stuff from years past, man, it's someone's not getting the message. So it'll work out. You know, there's no way, there's no way that won't work out. That'll work out. You know, we need to prioritize, right? As long as the light bulb's on and we're all kind of realize that there's a crisis going on, it'll work out. You know, I watched the county meeting. I watched it last night, and it was the first. It was the April 1st meeting, so it was their meeting that day, and listened to everything that they're discussing. And you know, that can be difficult to watch when your mind's consumed with one topic, and you're watching, you know, business go on. But you know, you got to remember the county's set up a little differently, and they're, you know, you're walking in there into a system that's tough to operate, you know, doing nuts and bolts of government in public meetings and under all the rules and regs of that, you know, it can really slow a process down, So, you know, that's what you're thinking about. You know, they're still administrators, right? Not just politicians, not just policy setters. So it's a lot different than being a mayor or a city councilor. So they're in a tough spot, you know, and they're, the question, you know, something's going on with CHN. The question's first going to be posed to the county. And, you know, wasn't that long ago that, you know, we were talking about special districts and money and you know, maybe who had a little fat on the bone that could cut, you know. And you start talking about library and things that people care about and trust, and then in the same, you know, same conversation, talk about, you know, the road fund gets mentioned and how that's near and dear to a lot of people's hearts. So, you know, yeah, we like our libraries though too, right? Yeah. So, you know, we'll just wait to see what they say. First confirmed case out of Del Norte though, huh? So, you know, we're working under the assumption it's here, and that's what needs to keep happening. But when the numbers, you know, if there's silver lining there, when a lot of folks might be, you know, waiting to, I don't know why, but a lot of folks might not really get it until we start getting cases here. So, you know, when that happens, maybe that'll ring some bells. I hope everyone watched. Man, there's 80 stinking people watching this live. That's crazy. I hope everyone watched my yesterday's video. I didn't see how many views that had, but you know, it's gonna be tough to kind of follow along without that. So, running through the comments, guys, you know, there was quite a few by the end, and so I was trying to run through them and like different ones so you guys would know I was reading them. But that, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to keep up with that, but I couldn't finish before I got on today. But there's a lot of good comments, a lot of good stuff percolating in people's brain boxes, so it's good. Still hearing from folks about, you know, that issue when they do need to go out and they go out in the grocery store and they're getting looks, you know. And you just don't always know what the whole situation there is. So it's about grace, and you know, none of this is going to work if people aren't on board. So people need to get on board. And then, you know, some folks that I hadn't had much communication with for a while, you know, chatting with me about trust. And when you're, you know, talking about building bridges, there's a huge reality there with trust that, from, you know, bridges that have been burned. And, I heard it takes twice as long to build bridges that you burned. So, you know, some of them got burned down pretty quick, so hopefully we can build them back pretty quick. That line's from a Tyler Childers, Nose of the Grindstone. You guys look that up. And I've been meaning to tell a bunch of you that I watched Tiger King before all of you did. So I also watched a Netflix one about pandemics, you know, before this even hit, and that's a crazy thing, you know. I heard from people, you know, that this is their job, and at the, you know, CDC folks, and they're all talking about, you know, knowing this is inevitable, and, you know, what the crap, we're talking about a shortage of supplies, and, you know, man, all the things stockpiled by this government around the world, you know. CDC folks, you know, I don't know, it's crazy. So trust, we're going to have to work through that, guys. And going to have to kind of take that one at a time. Cause what do you do if you've been burned by people, you know? You don't want to get burned again. And compromise is easy to say. And compromise is easy to tell everyone, to do, you know, but I've been in a lot of like positions where, you know, if you come and ask me for a dollar today and I compromise and give you 50 cents, that's one thing. But, you know, when you come and ask for a dollar tomorrow and we compromise and you get 50 cents and then the next day it's another dollar and a week goes by and you know, I don't know, it wasn't really compromise. So that's the trust. That's a trust thing too. You know, sometimes you're afraid to give because just more is going to be asked. So we got to get over that. We got to get over some of that. We're going to have to get over that to get through this and make some progress ahead. And what things are going to look like kind of on the other side. So, you know, this is a good time to do that. Good time for reflection. And there's a lot of things that need to happen, like lickety split. Pronto, like people need a place to stay. We're gonna have to fix that. But you know, there's also there's things that we can all chew on right now. So when we come out of our caves, you know, we'd be on the same page. So, you know, about those of us that don't have a place, we don't have a home to go to and be safe in. We're gonna have to figure that out. And when I say we, you know, I'm not talking about the city of Brookings. We're going to have our part in it, right? But the community, we're going to have to make that work. So the people that do that, you know, you're going to have to get a plan together pretty quick. So we've got a council meeting on Monday, you know, and I know time is of the essence. But that get everyone to get a plan together. So, you know, Beth, Justin Kincaid, I need to reach out to the burn, to our Bernie, and try to mend a couple fences there. But you know, with Bernie, it'll happen like that. So. We can figure something out. I think we can get that done for an emergency situation. You know, and I've also talked about the opportunity that that could be found in something like this with clarity of mind and purpose and priorities kind of being set right, and you know, getting all guru pondery and little self-reflection of everybody, because we might be able to make that happen. You know, there's to make that happen, the pie of people, you know, is a little small, but a little smaller. But to make it successful, that's going to have to be all of us. All of us are going to have to make that successful for that to actually work. If it's something that the community, you know, kind of is wanting in the future. Or at least, if nothing else, the community should be able to agree that that is something we want fixed. So fixing that and that being the successful thing is going to depend on the community, you know. And believe me, there's a lot of things I'm saying that are stinging me too, right? Yeah, hypocrisy. So we'll see what happens with that. But you know, right now, as far as cohesion and oneness, you know, and getting on the same sheet of music, and building trust there, that's a step at a time. The reality of that, and you know, in the community, right? And you guys, we're gonna have to figure that out. We're gonna figure that out, and you know, especially moving forward, how it's all gonna shake out. But we'll see on CHN. Now's not the time to be without, you know, any medical. I mean, I kind of, not surprised, saw that one coming, and you know, I'm hoping for the best. Concerned but not scared. Obviously, if you have a great deal of your business shut down, you know, there's going to be, you know, in that world you call them furloughs. Everyone else got laid off, but in that world you call them furloughs. So there is that, right? You got to keep that in mind. That, you know, I don't know. Wait for their meeting. See what comes out of that. And then, so the city council, I don't think the agenda's come out yet, but you know, you can imagine what it's pretty much kind of around. You know, it's going to be around the issue at hand, right? You know, there's a little business here and there, but the meetings are about the issue at hand. So yeah, still, you know, light bulbs got to start coming on pretty quick. So, you know, yesterday I kind of laid it out, what we were doing here and talking through this, you know, and the process through this all and kind of settling into it. And I'm getting there too, you know, trying to figure out, day job stuff, you know, not mayor day job stuff, but my actual day job, you know, what is essential and what's not. And, you know, I thought maybe I could just totally hit the pause button for 3 weeks, but that's not going to work. You know, I'll figure that out. And, I'm still doing my day job as mayor, and this is kind of after hours mayor stuff. So, what else? I don't know. Imagine there's a lot of people right now getting pretty tough, having a pretty tough time spending all their time with their kids. You know, that's a tough gig, especially with stress, you know. And kids are funny, right? They, you know, when you're taking a trip or something and the household dog gets all kind of nervous because you know something's going on, you know, kids know what's up. And it's interesting kind of how they process it too. And it's tough. Yeah. There went one. She doesn't look too happy either. So tough time for kids, tough time for parents. So I appreciate the support, guys. A lot of people reaching out to me, you know. It's nice. Some family, too. Oh, I need to call my mom. Yeah, I got to call my mom. Crap. I bet she's watched some of these, too. Sorry, Mom. Jakey. Mayor Jakey needs to talk to his mom. You know, and there's a lot of things about our area that are unique, you know, and that are different than other areas. You know, look around, man. Look around. It seems to me that I live in a pretty big old folks home. Not old folks home, but a home for old folks. So, you know, that's the thing here. That's what's concerning. I mean, I know everyone's kind of going through this and everything, but it's hitting us late. So is it going to hit us when, is it going to start to hit us when everyone else is really, you know, in it deep, and we don't necessarily have the option of sending someone to the Valley or some other hospital when they really need something, you know? That's kind of that a lot of times can be the MO around here. You know, you get flown out or something for anything serious, and that might not be an option. So, you know, we're stuck with what's here now. And, you know, if it came down to it, as far as, you know, cash flow and stuff, and someone having to float some cash to the facilities that we do have in place, you know, obviously that's what needs to be done, right? Right. So it'll happen. You know, I know there's a lot of bad blood with the hospital in the district, right? And you guys, you know what I'm talking about. A lot of bad blood. But, you know, a lot of that's, it's not necessarily bad blood as in, you know, as in rifts between people. It's just, it's a natural issue with our species. You know, we got some interesting blood running through us, and bad blood running through us. And most of us, you know, naturally we're critical people, and it's real easy. It's really easy for all of us to kind of go tribal and to link up with like-minded folks and start doing the us and them thing. So, as a community, you know, because we are isolated, you know, but that turns out to be a pretty good deal sometimes, right? But because of the situation and, you know, as a community, and having to take care of ourselves, you know, the us needs to be pretty all-encompassing. So that needs to include a lot of folks that weren't necessarily us. And I know some of us have different us's, different us and them's, but, you know, we're off of that now, I think, and we'll stay off of that. And it's, you know, man, that's an easy thing to do right now. But, you know, time's coming. It's not going to be super easy. It's already not easy for some people, but it's only because they haven't hopped on yet, right? They haven't hopped on board. The light bulbs haven't come on yet. So, you know, whatever mechanism that is that gets some folks to kind of come around and then have a little more focus and determination with the task at hand, you know, whatever has to happen there, it needs to happen and happen pretty quick. So we'll see, man. I was hoping to be able to talk about that CHN thing a little bit, and I was checking my phone right before I got on, before I did the do not disturb thing, and didn't see it. So I'm glad someone mentioned that the meeting was postponed. So, you know, we'll see. They'll have their meeting. They'll get something out, guys. And then if we know what's going on, then we can go about trying to fix it, you know. But transparency, right? You know, now's not the time. Now's not the time to pull anything. So everyone's got to be up front. And you know, if we really are a community, that means that you got to show me your cards, but I got to show you mine too. and that the time to build trust, you know, it's a one step at a time, but there's some pretty big steps that need to get taken here real quick, you know, before things start to get any more dicey, before they start to get dicey around here. Oh, Dave, I'm just reading just a part of your comment that I can see. Sorry about that. So, you know, yeah, we'll see what happens. But Brookings, you know, I'm getting a lot of questions, guys, about Brookings and what we're going to do and everything. And it's, again, you know, we're not the health authority. We're not the county. So we need to provide our essential services and police, fire, water, sewer. And, you know, would the city be willing to you know, fund a medical facility through this, you know, and write a check for a couple $1 million? Would the city be willing to do that? You know, I don't know. We would be, if that happened, we would need a loan pretty quick for probably a couple $1 million, so we didn't have to, you know, shut down the wastewater treatment plant or lay off any cops. And we'd probably be looking to the same source for borrowing some cash, right, to get us through. So, you know, that actually doesn't seem like that big of a crisis, if that's what that is. And I know that one right there probably just stung a number of people, but, you know, if in fact priority number one is dealing with the issue at hand, and obviously the huge part of that, of the medical crisis, is the medical. And so, you know, we can't still be on that merry-go-round, guys. So, you know, that's what's there. And so we need to be ready to fix whatever problem is there. You know, fix it long enough at least to get us through this, you know. And then we can go back to you know, maybe some of you can get hop back on the merry-go-round on that one and go round and round and see who's left standing and who is able to take all, you know, all the stinking arrows and live through it without bleeding out. So that's where we are. Monday will be interesting for Brookings, I think. You know, I'm kind of chomping at the bit and wanting to meet sooner, but you know, sometimes that's not always the best, and that's kind of the part that I don't want to criticize other people for their, you know, for their timing and stuff. It's hard sometimes, but you know, sometimes things work out that way for a reason. And you know, if there's the people that are working on issues, you know, for in Brookings and some things that you want to do to help people find their safe home to be in, you know, that'll give you a couple days here to get some stuff in line. So when I come and chat with you, you know, we can just hit the go button, right? So that's where I'm at. That's what I'm thinking about today. Thinking about Monday. Getting together with, you know, with the rest of the crew and you know, Jake might have some splaining to do. I don't know. We'll see how that all shakes out. And it'll be, you know, I think our meeting, I believe, is going to be at 4, because it's a normal workshop thing, but we're changing it to a council meeting so we can actually make, you know, decisions and everything. So if we have that at 4, guys, I'll be able to chat with you about it at 6. So that, you know, that'll be cool. So by then, you know, boy, the Monday night talk should be good. Should be really good. Most of you guys, oh, my mom popped on. I wonder if she popped on in time for me to say that I needed to call her. Most of us, you know, it looks like most of us are getting it. But I'm trying to figure out how to, I want to talk to everybody here. I want to talk to all of us, you know. And there's, you know, there's still a lot of people to talk to that aren't in this world. And, you know, I haven't seen, I know all my videos were getting viewed, I think, you know, 250. I think some of the earlier ones were like 300-400. But that's still not that many. So I'm not sure. KCIW, I think they're going to help me with that. And I'm trying to keep up on that day job part of mayor and responding to normal communication that I get. I've also got, you know, I've got a couple folks reaching out from different news or radio agencies that I'm kind of, I'm not sure. I think they want the, I don't know. I think they want the wrong information from me, you know. That and this is about us, right? This is about us, and I want to stay focused on us and what's going on for us. And you know, I'm already sharing a lot of my time and what I'm thinking about, and I don't want to share it anymore. You know, we need to be the focus. And you know, there's a time for everything, and there's a time for us to help those outside of our borders, of our community. And there's a time though that to be focused inward and just be relying on each other. So that's where we are right now. And that's where I am right now. So, yeah, so I just decided that. Yeah, I am, you know, I know they mean well, but I don't want to deal with that right now with other outfits. So just so you know, I just want to be with you guys. So that's good. Yeah, that's good. That'll work out. But reaching all of you, KCIW, you know, got to iron everything out with them, and I'll get back to you guys. I got a message from Candace, you know, right before I went on. I couldn't read it all. I just kind of got the little window that pops up, and I looked at that. So I'll look at that when I get done and see what I got to do to get everyone together here, so we can all have just one big old chat. Lance, sorry, I forgot until just now, dude. What the crap, man? I thought you'd be first. You and Sarah Bird and Billy Davis, man. Oh well, it happens. You know, Lance, maybe you were out jogging. I don't know. So, you know, I had to work today, guys. So, I've got quite a bit. I got quite a bit to respond to still, and more dinner to eat. So, my hands are still shaking a little bit from, you know, need to finish dinner. So I don't think I'm going to be as long tonight. I hope you guys forgive me for that. And I'll try to figure out something to put a spotlight on that first video. So if you do get on here, you know what's going on, because you know, that's an issue. People popping on, joining in late. So the trick is we all got to get on board pronto and stay on the same page. So, yeah, I think I'm about done, guys. I'm hungry, and it's tough to operate under that. So, okay. Sorry that it was short. But this will give me time, guys. I want to keep reaching out to some that have reached out to me personally. You know, keep things percolating. You know, I'm getting some good ideas, and I think an opportunity can be seized. So, you know, obviously we're on priority one right now, and that's responding to this and all the implications of that. So, yeah. So anyway, guys, I'm sorry. Tired and a little shaky. I need to eat something. So, all right. I still haven't thought of that joke to end with. So, you know, I don't know. I'm Jake. I do have brown pants on, not khakis, though, from those Geico commercials. Yeah. Okay. See ya.